Hey, Jared.
Hey.
So, since Sunday, you know, you wanted to wait until Wednesday.
Yeah, here we are. Go ahead.
So, what do you, are you looking forward to being on kind of the same stage with Carson Wentz? I mean, you guys are kind of high profile, number one and two.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. I think it'll be good to see him, good to talk to him, and, you know, good to compete, you know, on the same field. But ultimately, again, like I said, I'm competing against their defense, and he's competing against ours, and that's kind of the way it goes. Anytime you have, you know, anytime you guys ask me about a quarterback matchup, I'm going to say that every time, and it's no different this week.
Just thinking back to that process, I mean, is there something that goes through your mind about having both of you guys on the same field at the same time?
No. We won't be on the field at the same time. Actually, one of us will be on the sidelines, one of us will be out there. But, no, like I said, it'll be fun. It'll be good to see him. It'll be good to compete, you know, in the same game as him. But at the same time, you know, we're focused on such different things. And you know, I look forward to, you know, saying hi and whatnot and chatting with him. But, you know, besides that, just have a lot of respect for what he's done this year. And, you know, I'm very happy for him and, you know, look forward to seeing him.
As a football fan, if you weren't involved in this, you were still in college or high school and was watching this, would this be the kind of matchup you'd be interested in watching because of two quarterbacks picking one and two?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a fun one to watch. Yeah, it'll be good.
I know you're a little busy, but have you been able to watch Carson's games much? Have you been able to see him play a lot? And if so, what has stuck out?
Yeah, actually a lot of our film has crossed over, so we do actually watch a lot of their offense. And yeah, like I said, I mean, he's been tremendous this year. You know, everything he's been doing, especially his ability to extend plays and make plays outside the pocket. And I know that's something he was always really good at and, you know, has continued to get really good at. But, yeah, a lot of respect for him and what he's done. And he's one guy who's really, you know, worked his way into everything he's earned. He's deserves everything he's earned up to this point, and expect him to continue to keep getting better. He's a really fun guy to watch, though.
What are your impressions of their defensive front?
You know, they're really good. You know, they're one of the top defenses in the league, and for a reason. You know, up front, those front four, you know, four of the best we're going to probably play all year, and so we're going to have to get prepared for them. But at the same time, our front five are pretty good themselves, so it'll be a good matchup for us. And then in the back half, they're really good as well. I mean, they're good at corner, they're good at safety, they're good at linebacker, and they're a tough, tough team and a tough defense that we're going to have to really prepare for.
What's the approach that you take to maybe not making this game bigger than any of the others?
Just take the same approach, you know, we take weekly. It is just one of 16 and counts the same as every other one. There are obviously a little bit more implications later in the year, but, you know, it counts just the same as the first game of the year and as any other game of the season. So really approach it the same way as those.
Jared, how was your practice today, similar or different from what you would have typically done on Wednesdays? And is there any concern about how it throws off your week?
No, I think today actually ended up working out really, really well. I mean, just getting a chance to kind of get off our feet a little bit and get a lot of mental work in and get probably more, you know, a lot more reps than we would have live reps. Obviously, the timing and stuff like that is something that, you know, I want to get with the receivers, which we expect to do tomorrow. But, you know, today was actually really good for us to get a lot of mental work in and to kind of, you know, have a walkthrough setting, and it goes back to, you know, we did the kind of the same thing the San Francisco week three with that Thursday night game. We did that for the whole week up to leading up to that game, and, you know, scored 41 points, and, you know, so there's something to that. It can be beneficial at times for sure.
Jared,